Jimmy is the youngest of my nieces and nephews. He's 10. And as the youngest in that family of five children, he's kind of sneaky. Those of you who are the youngest, you know what I'm talking about. You've had the advantage of learning from your older siblings, as Jimmy has with his brothers and sisters. So it was last week, comes home from school, and he's doing his homework. That doesn't usually happen. Jimmy's a socialite already, and he has many other activities he would rather do. But he's sitting down doing his homework. And my sister from across the room kind of takes notice of it and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Oh, Mom, I'm doing my spelling." So she reminded him that after the spelling, there's some math and you need to do the work. And she went on about doing a few other things. Came back after a period of time she thought was maybe 15 or 20 minutes and said, "How's the math going?" He said, "Oh, Mom, I'm still working on my spelling." Well, this is a little strange. So she works her way over to him to kind of check the spelling out. And he was working on spelling all right, K-U-N-T-U-C-K-Y. And all the other teams for the basketball tournament. He was working on his bracket, crossing names out and putting other names in. He tried to tell her that they were studying the states in class. And then he got a T-I-M-E-O-U-T. I don't know if we're going to hear from him till Easter. And when my sister called to just tell me this, I started laughing on the phone, and then I got it. You know, it wasn't funny. We have to... let's be honest. It's not just the kids, is it? Don't we do the same thing? I mean, don't we just try to find a way to do what we really want to do at times? Even when we know we really should be doing something else. Jesus says in the 12th chapter of John's Gospel, right as he's entering into Jerusalem and the great passion is about to commence, he says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain." He doesn't say, "Unless a part of a grain of wheat, or some of a grain of wheat, or most of the grain of wheat." He says the grain of wheat has to fall to the ground and to die. And I find myself so often, mostly, partly, sort of. Geez, I'll really want to do it tomorrow. Let me work on getting that thing straightened out Holy Week. It just is kind of inconvenient in the moment, although I know in my heart it's the right thing to do, and maybe the right thing to do again. And when this grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it brings forth, in our Lord's own word, a rich harvest or abundant life. That when we sincerely present all of ourselves to Almighty God and give God the chance to do with us as God deeply desires, the very abundance of life that we crave to experience stands to be found. And yet, we still want to do certain things that are reserved just for us. It's a part in the Mass at the altar after the gifts are brought up. The Deacon Doug will hand me first a paten with bread on it and then the chalice with wine in it. And I'll take that paten and I'll raise it, and there are prayers that I'm praying at that time silently, and same with the chalice. Initial prayers, for the first time, they're raised. But I want to tell you, when I do that every single time, as I'm reciting the prayer, I'm also trying to allow that grain of wheat that is myself to just die so that new life can be experienced. And my life is offered. priestly life and ministry, my biological family, my spiritual family of faith here at Little Flower, and undoubtedly others that the Lord just touches in my heart for reasons that are completely of God's providential care. Certain people or events or situations just come to me at this time in the Mass. And the idea is that we present them to the Lord. Let this grain of wheat, let it just fall to the ground and die so that it can bring forth the rich harvest. Or in other words, just take all that we are presenting to you, my fears and my hopes, my sins and my failures, my dreams. Just take them all, Lord, and transform them, change it, just as you will. Later in the Mass, the bread and the wine, later in the Mass becomes the body and the blood and the soul and divinity. I want you to transform everything that I'm about and everything that I will be about so that my life may truly give you glory. That the beauty and the goodness and the truth of God, that it's reflected by means of how we live. Oh, there's a temptation, and I fall prey to it all too often, to think that this grain of wheat that falls to the ground that dies, that's Jesus's mission. Jesus is only talking about himself there. It's on the eve of the Passion, and indeed it's going to start right after this story in the 12th chapter of John. But we know that intentional disciples make the way of Jesus our own way. We know that that's hardly reserved to Jesus. But this is for all of us to live out ourselves. As we approach the holiest of days of the year, let us be not afraid to present ourselves as we are, so that Almighty God can change us into who we've been created to be.